Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One of the signs that a certain matter is a sunnah of Allah in the world is the fact that it is present or repeats itself throughout history. Interestingly, one of such concepts is the very general idea that there will come a savior who will establish justice on the earth. We see this concept present since the days of old in religions such as Buddhism and Hinduism, and later on in Judaism and Christianity. And finally, we see that in Islam. Yes, it is an established notion in Islam that there will come a time when Allah will send a person to establish a divine government and through it, justice and peace. The core and essence of this concept has been there throughout history, and the Quran alludes to this sunnah in several different verses. Just as an example, Allah says in the Quran, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. One of the essential aspects of this promise by Allah is to reassure the believers and any seeker of justice that peace and justice on this very earth is possible, and it is going to happen. Of course, a peaceful and just system cannot be established at the hands of ignorant and sinful people. So as long as humanity insists on holding on to man-made systems, which are based on deficient knowledge and often designed and implemented unjustly, to serve certain groups of people, peace and justice will not be established on the earth. This task can only see fruits when at the hands of godly individuals, the best of them being the Imams and their close companions, who have knowledge from Allah to establish a perfect system and are just and pious themselves. This is why Allah calls on humanity to turn towards Him and realize that the solution to all our problems is with Him and the teachings He has provided mankind with in the form of the Qur'an and Ahlul Bayt. And hence Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. So, who is the Savior? It's great you asked, because like we've established earlier, the Qur'an very often gives us general principles and hands over the task of elaborating on the details to the Prophet and the Imams. The concept of Mahdawiyya is no exception. That is why we need to look into the ahadith to know more about the Savior, and that's in the next session, inshallah. This was a brief recap of session 13. Do go through the entire session to get all the necessary details.